From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Today on All Tech, data mining for conservative Christians. A new organization is targeting millions of unregistered believers and trying to persuade them to vote in the next election. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty explains, the idea could be a game changer, though it comes with a few hitches.
When Bill Dallas heard that 15 to 20 million Christians are not registered to vote, he couldn't believe it.
Initially, it surprised me. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, I'm not registered. I said, well, why wasn't I registered? Well, because I didn't think my vote made a difference.
Dallas has since become a voter and now runs United in Purpose, a startup nonprofit company that uses data mining to identify unregistered Christians. The company persuaded wealthy Silicon Valley conservatives to help fund a database of every adult in the country. It buys lists to build a profile of each citizen and then assigns points for certain characteristics. So Dallas says you get points if you're on a pro-life list or a traditional marriage list, if you regularly attend church or homeschool your kids, if you like NASCAR or fishing.
If it totaled over 600 points, then we realize you are very serious about your faith. And then we run that person against a voter registration database. And if they were not registered, that became one of our key people that we were going to target to go after.
Dallas hopes to register 5 million people in the next year, which he believes could help decide the 2012 race. To that end, the company is recruiting volunteers from places like the Family Research Council to make the calls and knock on doors. They're called champions.
My name is Scott Spages. I'm a 25-year political activist.
Scott Spages from Davie, Florida, signed up as a champion because he feels that electing moral leaders is a biblical mandate.
God says that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked rule, the people groan. So as a Christian, we are specifically called upon by the Bible and by God to raise up our leaders.
Spages wants to bring that message to his Christian neighbors, so he logs on to the United in Purpose database, enters his address, and the database finds unregistered Christians nearby.
And so now I have maybe 15 names have popped up, mostly in my vicinity.
Spages heads off, Google Maps in hand. The first person lives in a gated community. The guard won't let him through, so he makes a phone call.
Yeah, my name is Scott. I'm here as a volunteer for the Family Research Council. We identify him as a Christian who's not registered to vote. Oh, okay. Okay, so Orlando and everybody in the house is registered.
It happens at the next house and the one after, so when Spages reaches Brenda Jacobson to ask if she wants to register, he's not surprised.
Well, I'm registered, okay. So I'm not sure why my name showed up.
And we found that a lot tonight. We found a lot of people. No, we're all registered, everybody's included, so I'm gonna have to double-check that with them.
Turns out all the names on Florida's list are registered, a mistake United in Purpose discovered after NPR's reporting. Now, in Ohio, the database worked perfectly, and 67-year-old Kay Clymer was eager to use it. Clymer is a Tea Partier and evangelical Christian in Zanesville.
I do strongly, strongly believe that the Lord's totally in control. I pray for a Red Sea experience like he did with the Egyptians, and wash those people out that don't belong in office. And that's what keeps me going.
A woman answers. Clymer pitches.
I'm Kay Clymer, and I'm with Champion the Vote and United in Purpose. And I'm out trying to get people to vote that maybe might not be registered. Are you registered to vote?
I'm not, but my husband is.
Would you like to be registered to vote?
No, I wouldn't waste my time on any of them.
At the next house, it's a bit more prickly.
I'm sorry, they're all crooks. And so you'll never be able to blame me.
I'm just trying to get Christians to go out and vote.
Yep. Well, I'm Christian, but as far as it's going to go.
Okay. Clymer leaves, discouraged.
I'd like to wish one person would at least take it.
But no one takes a registration form that afternoon. Afterwards, I called Bill Dallas, the head of United in Purpose, to tell him the results. He was embarrassed that they botched the list in Florida and philosophical about Ohio.
When you look at all these factors, you realize what a Herculean effort this is to try to bring in a large group of new voters into the voting population.
Dallas's experiment shows the promise and peril of having a bottomless well of data to draw upon. Accessing it is one thing. Using it effectively is another thing entirely. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.